At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
I'm not a waxer. Healthy vaginas taste better. We're talking about menopause, ingrown hairs, discoloration, BV, yeast infection.
Your is drying up.
If you need your girl to...
Then you start slipping.
You, whoa!
Claude Hemerson.
You were that girl.
I used to be so, so masculine.
They're not sharing anything. Mm-hmm. They're gatekeeping.
I'm in a season of nothing can really dim this light.
Hey, hey, and welcome to another episode of Full Transparency with Donnie Wiggins, where we talk entrepreneurship and all things around entrepreneurs and all the things. Listen, I know it's been a minute since I've had a solo episode with you guys. We've had some guests come through, and I'm excited about it. I'm very excited about running back on one of my girls, founder and creator of the dopest feminine brand, feminine hygiene brand, all things girl, all things luxurious, skin. You'll see her. Just put it on. Put it on. Jaleesa of Salt XO.
Thank you. Thank
First
you for
of all,
having me, Donnie.
I am looking at the screen, at the display. And you are jumping off the screen. Do you see you?
Yeah, I feel it.
No, you feel it?
Mm-hmm.
What is going on? You've popped out. When we met almost 2 years ago at this point, you were a star, right? Mm-hmm. You were that girl doing your thing in business. Mm-hmm. But there's something like different about this aura.
Yeah.
What's going on with it? Like,
I think I'm falling in love with myself. Like, I'm just really just falling in love with me.
You're falling in love with you.
Yeah.
Jaleesa, we got to talk about it.
Yeah, let's
because
do it.
it's so important. You go through seasons of not loving yourself.
Yeah.
I have been in a season of being so unsure of myself. Mm-hmm. I've talked to you about it.
Yeah.
I've been in a season of being so unsure. I don't know that I ever felt like I didn't love myself, but there is a difference between the girl who loves herself and the girl who has fallen in love with herself.
Yes, that's a big difference.
Ooh, yeah. What does that look like for you?
I feel like I'm just like, I feel like I'm radiating inside out because I feel like I've started to see myself, like not as the things that I do, but like, who is Jaleesa when I have nothing and I'm in the room by myself?
Mm.
Like, do I love that person? Like, can I look in the mirror and be like, dang, I love you, girl, and really mean it? And I feel like I can do that. I feel like maybe a year ago, I probably wouldn't have been able to, like, say it, mean it, feel it all the way through.
But what changed? Like, how do you
just realization.
How do you reach that place?
Realization. I had a really deep conversation with my dad, and I hadn't talked to him in a while. And it just felt, like, so reassuring. And when I went to therapy, my therapist was like, you know what? I'm so proud of you. Like, thank you for taking that chance to, like, reconnect and, like, deal with what you had to deal with when you were a child that made you feel like you lacked something. You know, and I never talked about that, like, publicly, but that's something that was really, like, weighing down on me. And after that conversation, like, it changed my life. And I also feel like I've been saying yes to myself more, you know, like, not taking nobody's crap.
Yeah. Boundaries.
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 Like, I'm not taking no crap.
Boundaries.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm in my season of being so comfortable with communicating what my needs are. Like, period. And even either opportunities align with those needs, people in friendships align with those needs, romantic partners align with those needs, or they don't.
Yeah.
And I'm okay with that. I think a lot of times as women, we are flexible. We're way too flexible with what we need, and we'll let people, we'll bend for other people because we're nurturers. We want to take care of people. And sometimes we feel like taking care of people means shrinking a little bit of who we are so that other people feel.
Especially women in business. Like, we're delegating so much, and then you're a mom, and then you also want to remain feminine, and you also want to remain soft, and you're trying to balance, like, such a masculine role. I think we talked about that, like, trying to, that duality, like, trying to just blend it out. And I feel like I've been working on that too.
Okay.
I used to be so masculine, like so masculine.
Tell me what you're doing. Okay, so for the record, you guys should know that Jaleesa and I have the same birthday.
That freaked me out.
Yeah. We got the same birthday. We're twins.
Literally the same person.
No, what you don't understand is I am her and she is me.
Literally the same person.
So you're seeing Jaleesa right now, but you're listening to me right
literally,
now.
Literally the same person.
We are the same person. And however, you are much younger than me.
Mm-hmm.
And I have found a little sister in you, right? A little sister boss babe. So Jaleesa and I met through We met on a shared stage. Mm-hmm. We were both speaking at an event at Miss Skittles venue, the bakery. Mm-hmm. And then later, my friend Milan was like, hey, come with me to this Friendsgiving event. Even though you invited me, mm-hmm. I didn't know you.
Yeah.
You know, I wanted to go, but you know that awkward.
Yeah. For sure.
And so, like, a Friendsgiving is a big deal.
Very intimate.
It's very intimate. And so then Milan is like, I'm going to this Friendsgiving. And I'm like, oh, well, then me too.
Mm-hmm.
So I go, and that was the first time that we actually got to vibe.
Yeah.
Like, super vibe. And then a couple of months later, you became a client.
Mm-hmm.
And we got to really bond and connect, you know, on that experience. And then we're like sisters now. And I love you so much.
I love you more.
I mean, it's just, let's talk about the dynamic of being a super, and I'm talking about uber successful woman in business and balancing that feminine, masculine energy. You ooze femininity to me. You're just so, you're so
but
soft.
Do you feel like it was always like that?
So I think you have, yes.
Okay,
but
good.
I think you have moments.
Yeah.
We talked about this. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm like, you have moments, girl.
Yeah,
you're really like in your face.
Uh-huh.
And I have those moments. Yeah. But do you feel like those moments shouldn't exist?
I think they should exist.
Mm-hmm.
Cause it's like, sometimes you gotta be a mirror to yourself. So the things that I feel like, yeah, I'm gonna stand up for, I feel like I should. And mm-hmm. the things that I feel like, you know, I could lay low.
Mm-hmm.
I'm gonna lay low.
Mm-hmm.
But I feel like sometimes you have to remind people like,
who I am.
Yeah.
Don't play.
And you can do it gracefully.
You can do it gracefully.
You can do it gracefully, but you just have to be assertive in that line of the line is there.
And I think as Capricorns, I don't read a lot into, like, I'm not super horoscope-based kind of deal, but I do believe there are some stark, just standout 100%. Characteristics. And one of those characteristics of a Capricorn is being bossy.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. But I think, yes, and would you say I'm bossy?
Yes.
You think so? You said it with your whole face.
No, though. Absolutely.
You said it with your whole face.
Mm-hmm.
I think you're bossy. It's so funny because you're like the kid sister to me, mm-hmm. right? I think there's a 16-year age difference, maybe.
Dang, I was about to say 10.
No, you're 30.
That's crazy.
Mm-hmm. I'm 46. So there's a 16-year age difference.
That's crazy.
But I love you. You can't even tell when we like our conversations, but I want to be in a role with you. Like, this is Saw XO. Giselle, will you drop Jaleesa's Instagram? What's your Instagram for the people who are on
salt.xo?
Salt.xo. Salt.xo, and you can pin it in the on the Instagram live. I want to, for you, building business for me started so I've been attempting to be an entrepreneur since I was 17 years old.
That is
I've been
crazy.
Building business on and off, right? And I went all the way from 17 years old until like maybe 30 years old without any real guidance. I didn't have any mentors in the industry that I wanted to be in, like fashion and all the things. Mm-hmm. The girls back then were really tight to the chest with information.
Yeah.
They're not sharing anything.
Mm-hmm.
They're gatekeeping.
Yeah.
And I get it, right? Because we live with this scarcity mindset.
Right.
But to you, and for you, I want to be that outlet, that resource, that big sister that's already kind of been there, done that.
Mm-hmm.
And you can come, Donnie, I know you've been in this situation before.
Mm-hmm.
How did you handle that? And I think
I handle you like, I literally, that's what, like, you know what I'm going through? So I'm like, I need you to answer this phone because your phone is always on D&D and it pisses me off. However, I do feel like I look at you in that way. Like, I look at you like, okay, well, you know what? I can get real advice. I can get wisdom.
Mm-hmm.
It's relatable to this day. Like, even if it happened a while ago, like, it still applies today. The same rules apply.
Yeah.
And I feel like you're like a wealth of knowledge, like a personal encyclopedia. So you know a lot about a lot.
Yeah.
You know, and I feel like I can trust your experiences because it's like you're a person that I would want to okay, I want to be this way. I want to carry myself this way. When I get to that age, you know what I mean? Like, mm-hmm. gracefully, beautifully, mm-hmm. Just a light, you know?
Congratulations, entrepreneur. You made the decision that this will be your biggest and best year ever in business. And I am so excited for you. It's just that you're missing something. The accountability and the mentorship that you said you need, the accountability and the mentorship that you said you were going to get this year. I know you're missing it because I'm not mentoring you inside of my community, Actionable CEO. I see everybody else. I'm looking through the names as I speak right now, and I'm seeing all the names, but I don't see yours. See, Actionable CEOs have something in common. They have three things in common. In fact, they are disciplined. They are action takers. They invest in themselves. But my favorite one is that they are action takers. Oh, wait, no, my favorite one could be that.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting six crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus four biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Their discipline. It could also very much be that they invest in themselves. See, you can't do one without the other if you want major results. So I'm inviting you to check out my community, my mentorship community for entrepreneurs who are interested in personal development, professional development, and financial development. And you want to have a whole lot of fun connecting with other people in the community to network with. If I'm your girl, if I'm your person, if I'm your vibe, check out actionableceo.com right now to see if my mentorship community is the right one for you. In fact, I know it is. So just go there and hit register, join now, whatever. I'll see you on the inside. Bye.
Just be easy on the when I get to that age.
I'm
part.
Sorry.
Just,
I went too far.
I just have to give you your flowers, though, because we just celebrated your 7-year anniversary with your brand Salt XO, y'all.
My baby.
And she literally, I just got a whole bunch of Salt XO stuff. And she came with more stuff. Now, let me say this. Salt XO, I have turned everybody onto this.
Really?
My daughter.
Oh,
her
yeah.
Friends,
she always buying stuff. Yeah.
My assistant.
Mm-hmm.
Now my hairstylist.
Yes.
My esthetician.
Mm.
Everybody is using Salt XO because here's the thing. So I am known for, amongst my friends. I'm known for the way I care for myself.
Mm-hmm.
I am known for my femininity. I am known for how I take care of myself and present as a woman. I'm known for how I smell.
Y'all, can I say something? Can we pause this?
Mm-hmm.
She smells like a sweet treat. She always smells so sweet and soft. Like, that is one thing I can say about Donnie. Donnie is a, she just has an aroma. You know how people could be like, No, she has like a distinct aroma. She smells so good. Just letting y'all know.
I do. It's like, I really be wishing I could give the internet a scratch and sniff experience, right? Because I really, like, without anything, I just smell damn good.
No, seriously.
So I take care of myself really well, and I'm so particular. If I'm being honest, when we first talked about your brand, I'm like, oh, I think it's cute, but, you know, I use very specific things.
I remember us having that conversation, and I gave you the side eye.
Yeah,
I said, I'm like, you need to try the product.
I use very specific things. I'm real sensitive about what I put on my skin. And, you know, everybody has a skincare line.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody has, like, a hygiene line, and not everybody gets it right.
Bingo.
But Salt XO, first of all, can I open this on camera?
Absolutely.
Okay,
we can open them.
Let's see,
because we both going to be surprised.
Okay. Oh, my God. This is exactly. So
that's
y'all,
what you, oh, you
this
got
is,
it.
Yes,
that's the one I wanted you to get.
I got my box that I want. This is my box. Okay, let me tell y'all about this. So
yep, that's what I wanted
to get. I saw this marketing piece. So, first of all.
Oh, we've got it.
We got to get into
get
it. Okay, so the first thing that Jaleesa gifted me from Salt XO long time ago was the yoni oil. The shower yoni gel. And y'all, because she got a reputation.
This is your favorite.
This is it right here. This is my favorite grapefruit and aloe yoni gel. This is what I use. I probably have 4 of these bottles because I have my daughter buy them for me, and when I get gifts, like, I have a gift list when people ask me if I want stuff, Salt XO is on my gift list. So I think I have 4 of these unused. I told her, don't, whatever you bring me, because I know she's going to bring me something, don't bring this one because I want to try other stuff, right? This is one of my favorites, but the OG is also my favorite, and you've repackaged it. And so I was startled at first when, because the packaging was like this one, and you couldn't see through it.
Yep.
And so when I squeezed it into my hand, I don't know if you guys can see these black seeds. What are the seeds?
Poppy seeds. Poppy seeds, yep.
If you can see these black poppy seeds, right? When I first saw it, I said, oh, shit, I didn't took... I done took this girl on as a client.
Zell. Donnie, please leave me alone.
I said, I done took this girl on as a client.
Please leave me alone.
I freak out. It's stuff because you...
Y'all, she's serious. Like, it's a joke, but she's dead serious. This girl is crazy.
That was... And so I just stopped because I rinsed it off. Like, oh, my God. I took the top off, and I looked in. I said, well, it's a lot.
Oh, my God.
So I read it, and I see that
poppy
seeds. Secret sauce, the poppy seeds. And so I used it. And this is like, so this, first of all, you got to get you a body wash, and specifically a vaginal wash that has an antibacterial, that kills bacteria, not just smells good, right?
Bingo.
Y'all just moving around.
Trying to put perfume and stuff. And stay away.
This is, for me, my first experience with it. And I'm just so proud. I could go on and on. I go on about Milan. I go on about you. Like, I'm really about that life.
You know you are, for sure.
Okay, so I just got to tell you what my experience
yes,
was.
Yes, 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 please.
Okay, so she's just changed the bottle. So I didn't get to see these black seeds in there, okay, for clarity. Ladies who are trying to get into any type of product-based brand, men who are getting into excellence. Excellence, standard of excellence, and constant refining, because I've been through her now. This is the third packaging that I've seen you with, all right? When I finally decided to use it, it was... So there's essential oils in here, so it feels really fresh.
Yes.
Like, you ever showered with something and you like, I need another round.
Yes.
Let me wash
like,
again.
You feel like you have, like, residue on your body still.
It feels like residue, you know, you do the rag check.
Yeah,
and
it's not right.
It's not right. So the essential oils make you feel really fresh, but at the same time, like, you feel like you're washing the bacteria away.
Literally.
But there's something in here that's, like, super hydrating. So it's like this slip.
Aloe.
It's the aloe. Yep. It's the aloe. It gives, like, this slip. First of all, it's a problem because you be ready
then
to handle.
Then you start slipping.
Then you start slipping.
That's all I'm going to say. You start slipping and sliding. And then they telling me that I'm somebody, godmama, I'm on child support, all types of crazy stuff.
Because I intercepted this during my single season. That's the warning I'm going to issue for you guys. And guys.
Take it easy.
Guys, if you need your girl to...
Healthy vaginas taste better.
Okay, healthy vaginas taste better. That's literally the tagline that's on this.
That symbolizes Salt Excel.
But healthy vaginas, I imagine, do taste better.
Absolutely.
And you deserve an experience that tastes top tier. But let me get to the seeds. So I'm feeling the refreshingness of the antibacterial.
Right.
The essential oils. And then it's the aloe, the slip.
Mm-hmm.
But the poppy seeds are almost like a good, refreshing exfoliator.
Yes.
Is that what it's supposed to be? Okay.
It's an exfoliator.
I created
that in 2018. Like,
and so it's really cool to, like, for the girls who are really serious about, like, their bikini lines and everything, like, maintaining your bikini line. It's just all the things. But even sloughing off that skin, if you wax, if you shave, if you do all the things... Your girl needs, you know, servicing. This is
service.
Daily servicing.
I like that. Daily servicing.
Oh,
I
we
like
got to do a marketing campaign like an oil change.
Ooh. You just, hold on, you can't be saying that. We got to hold that down.
Okay.
Y'all, forget that y'all heard that.
I'm not going to go any deeper. Okay, so let me see what else I have before I get to what I came for. The vitamin C gel. Is this the brightener?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so we can all use a little brightener. This fades out scars and dark spots.
Yep.
I love that. I've never seen this one before. Let me see what's up.
Oh, you never smelled that
one. What is this? Peach?
Pomegranate?
Mm.
I love it. It smells really good. That's viral on TikTok, actually.
This one is.
That went super viral.
Okay.
It's still going viral on TikTok right now.
This is my... Okay, so I love the feminine wipes. She got me some feminine wipes. Y'all, ladies, keep wipes in your purse.
Keep them on you. Seriously.
Touch up everything, all right? Yeah. Every couple of bathroom breaks.
Yeah. I keep them in my purse. Like, I keep them in my glove compartment.
I do too.
Yeah, like, two. And they feel so good. They're so refreshing.
Yeah.
Especially when you use the bathroom.
I keep two on me.
Yeah, all the time.
Why would you walk around unfresh? Yeah. Guys.
And they're big wipes. So if you got a little ma, it's good. If you got a fat ma, it's good for you. It's like one size fits all for sure.
I got to tell the ladies, though, a cheat code.
Let them know.
You need to slip one of these in your man's wallet so he keeps it with him in his wallet, in his back pocket, whatever, because they're not far removed from mustiness down there either. And this will freshen them up.
Mm-hmm.
No more whip it out.
No.
Uncomfortable.
No.
This is going to get the job
done. Clean it
up. So I love products that I actually love. You got me two of these.
Yeah, you asked for two.
Oh my God.
Okay, it just dropped today.
When I saw this, I thought it was the wash and the oil, but I got two.
But you
oils.
Told me you didn't. You told me.
I don't want the wash because
I got the wash because we just released a bundle today.
Because that's my wash. All right. Let me see the wash. Okay. I'm going to show it because I saw her do this marketing commercial.
Mm-hmm.
First of all, if y'all want to learn how to market your business, follow SaltXO because success leaves clues. And Jaleesa gets it right. You get it right when it comes to marketing.
You.
But she does this marketing, this commercial for this product. I shared it on
It was so hot.
It's so sexy. It was like you were walking into this dark, steamy bar.
Mm-hmm.
And she's like sitting there. And she's like the bartender is coming to take your order.
Mm-hmm.
And he's fine, too.
Mm-hmm.
He was fine.
Mm-hmm.
All right. And she's like, I want something sensual.
Yes! With eyes.
Sexy. Mm. You have anything like that? Soft, smooth.
Mm.
Do you have? And so I'm like, I want it, too. I want it, too. And then it, like, pours in your hand.
Yes.
But this is the... Ooh, and you were so thoughtful with this. This
yep,
is the
a
top
stopper.
So that it has the stopper so that it doesn't spill
Want
everywhere.
Me to help you?
My nails are short, so
I'll
can
help you.
You do this for me?
Mm-hmm.
My nails are short, and I got to be able to use it. I love the stopper because I got to put it on now, but, you know, things fall out. Oh.
Mm. You like it?
What is this?
Nunya.
This is called Sensual Desire. First of all, first.
Whoa!
Because that's what you did on
yes,
the commercial.
Yes, I did.
That's what you did.
I said,
whatever that is.
I want that.
I
want
to look like, first of all. Wow!
That's what I'm talking about.
Y'all.
Yeah.
Ooh.
That's how you do that.
Hold on. This is SaltXO, baby.
It's engulfing the room. That's how good it smells.
Do you smell this? But did
wow.
you get, because Jaleesa, this is a commercial. This is Donnie Wiggins.
No, can we just zoom in on that part? And then we can just put that as like an outro to a
video.
Come
back to me, Zell. Stay
yeah,
right
yeah, yeah. Stay there.
This is Donnie Wiggins.
Yeah. With a sensual
XO
desire oil.
But let me just say, this is me with a sensual desire. But you see how I'm touching myself right now? Like, this is...
Sensual. Show them the bottle. Show them the bottle.
Products, dude. This is the Sensual Desire body oil. And I'm leaning so you can see. Like,
yeah.
Look at my arm that doesn't have it.
Yeah.
Look at my chest that, first of
wow.
all, because I'm going to make y'all believers, all right? We're going to.
Let's just do a before and after.
Okay, let's do. You see this before? And I'm just, let me put the box here because I'm just trying not to drip anything on me accidentally. You see this before? All right, let's. Ooh. Ooh, okay. Ooh, you see how it drips?
Yeah.
Ooh. Ooh.
It looks. Look how it looks on camera.
Do you see this?
That looks
I'm trying
so
to find,
good.
Do you see me right now? There
yes.
we go. There's my light.
That
There's
looks
my
good.
Light. Ooh.
Big difference.
Baby.
And it smells so good.
Look at the arms.
It smells
look at
so
that,
good.
Jaleesa. Look at the difference.
I see the
in
difference.
The arms. Ooh.
Big difference.
This, let me just say, so I'm a hygiene girl.
Mm-hmm.
I am a all the things, body butter,
yeah.
body oil. I love your brand so much, number one, because it works. It's all natural ingredients.
Mm-hmm.
It helps balance your pH. Look, y'all see this?
Smooth.
Look at this. Like, and I only put like a
You only put like size. A, you literally put like a little bit.
It was just a little nickel mm-hmm. between everything, like, and I let it drip. First of all, I'm over here. You're going to have me.
Doing a whole oil commercial.
No, you're going to have me making some phone calls,
yeah, I
baby.
Like that. I like
right.
that. I like
right.
that.
Let me put this down. And then we also have the, Jaleesa,
what?
I asked for this.
Yes.
This is the
FemRejuve oil.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. This is
Holy
the,
Grail.
This
Holy
is
Grail
really,
body oil.
Really good. So... Full transparency, I'm not a waxer.
Okay.
Do you wax?
Yes.
I'm not a waxer.
I think we talked about that before. Like, what do you prefer?
It hurts.
It hurts. It actually hurts really bad. But
my best friend Bree, you know, shout out to Bree.
Sometimes it grows too fast.
She might be watching this. Bree gifted me my very first wax because I was a shaver up until that point, right? And I had problems with like ingrowns and things like that when you shave. So she's like, no, you're going to get a wax. And she gifted me my very first wax. Let me tell you something about how I almost
punched her in the face.
Kicked this woman out of the room.
I know.
That for and once you commit, it's too late.
Uh-huh.
Once especially when she got a wax
it's
on
over
there,
with. They have to pull it off.
They have to pull it off because I wanted her to just stop. She said, I can't.
Yeah.
So when she pulled it off, I screamed out loud, am I bleeding? am I bleeding?
Donnie, please leave me alone.
Am I bleeding? Because that's what it's
so dramatic.
My skin came
you
off.
You are so dramatic.
With the wax. So I wanted this because I'm a nair girl. That's what I do.
Okay.
I like to nair. But only sensitive skin, nair.
Got you.
I use that. It keeps everything nice, tight, smooth.
Okay.
And but I still like to go in. After you get her together, I like to go in with like an oil, shine her up, keep things down. And this is nothing but, all the ingredients are natural.
Yep.
Every single last ingredient is natural. But my favorite thing that you have in here is the orange peel extract.
Yes.
That's my favorite thing because these the vitamin C is going to brighten. Mm-hmm. It's going to do all the things. What was the motivation behind this line? Like,
well, behind the Femme Rejuve oil, I was dealing with it too. Like, I was dealing with like ingrowns or like inflammation, like after intimacy or before. Or even, like, I used to shave, you know, and I created that when I was, like, my first year out of college. And, you know, I wasn't paying no money to go get no wax. Anybody got money to do all that? Mm-mm. You're going to get some nair or you're going to shave.
For sure.
And I just wanted a remedy because I was getting ingrown hairs. And I'm like, what's going on? Mm-hmm. Like, first of all, they're painful.
Mm-hmm.
Second of all, they can be kind of, like, they can cause, like, discoloration. I'm just like, you know what? I want to get this thing all the way together.
Mm-hmm.
So I started looking up some oils that would reduce inflammation, ingrown hairs, and that would also be hydrating. Came up with that formula. Took me a little minute to perfect it, and then I released it like on Facebook, and the girls started going crazy because they were just like, "Dang, this really works!" Like my friction, inflammation gone, ingrown hairs gone, dark marks gone. Mm-hmm. Like it is a holy grail oil,
but it's also hydrating,
very hydrating,
and you can put it all over.
Yeah, you can put it on. You can put it on. Can we? I don't know. Can we say parts of the?
Yeah, you can put. Yeah,
you can put it on your clit.
You can put it, okay. You can put it there.
Yeah, yeah.
And so it makes for good slippage.
And it's stimulating.
It's stimulating.
Mm-hmm.
It's, why do we as women, I don't think we've ever asked, can I say penis? Why as women?
I don't know. It's just such a delicate word for me.
Well, and this is why your brand is so important.
Yeah.
This is why the line is so important because there are, okay, so full transparency, I believe that I am in the premenopause stage.
Okay.
I did not know, we didn't even learn this in school, that there is a stage called perimenopause.
Yes.
And it starts around age 33, and you can be in perimenopause for about 10 years,
wow.
right?
Okay.
So you can get it as young as 33,
mm-hmm.
okay? And so all the weird things that have been happening with me hormonally and stuff, I didn't realize I'm in this stage of perimenopause.
Yeah.
I never heard that term before last year.
Yeah. And it's kind of crazy because why are the things that were super common they didn't even have a label on it yet. So just imagine like what my mom was going through and no one had a clue as to why these things were happening because no one was even addressing it. Like it wasn't a thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And even to your point, like even thinking about the women my mom's age, the hormonal changes, they affect your body so drastically that those women were just getting hysterectomies because that was the only way to solve the problem when really we just need to be educated about our body.
Mm-hmm.
So ladies, we're talking about menopause
and
perimenopause
everything.
And ingrown hairs and discoloration on your bikini line. We're talking about BV and yeast infections and all the things because it's normal.
It's very normal.
It's natural.
It's natural.
And she's the healer.
Literally.
Mainly because clitorally.
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 Quite clitorally.
Mainly because I have the healer sitting here with me. What's one of the wildest vagina stories you've heard so far?
Oh my gosh. Listen, I just was looking at my DMs the other day. She was like, oh, God bless you for making this Rejuve oil because when I see my man, all I want to do is beep.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, You know, it might sound funny, but just imagine the girls who had low libido and were not able to be intimate because of dryness, because of odor. Even before, like, we had, like, a feminine wash, like, being aware of how it looks is a huge determining factor. Like, it'll make you feel like, I don't want to be intimate.
Yeah.
So when she said that, I was like, yes, like, I'm doing my job. Like, I'm making you want to get active.
I know that there are so many women who we... So a good friend of mine, Erica Pittman, shout out to Erica. We were talking.
We love Erica.
You know Erica too.
Of course.
So we were having, we were talking about like this whole perimenopause thing and why aren't more women talking about it, and women who make it look good and fly. Like it's women that look like me.
Yeah.
And one day you're going to go through it.
Literally.
Right. And it's just that. But I also recently learned that we're constantly as a woman. We're constantly in a hormonal change. We go through four cycles, four hormonal stages a month, right? There's the menstruation stage, there's ovulation, there's the luteal phase, and I forget what the fourth one is called, but our hormones are changing like every week, every 7 or 8 days or so. And there's activities that you should stay away from, like certain stages are not good if you need to focus on projects. Some of them are really good if you need to get active and get like spring cleaning done.
That would be a wonderful segment or class.
Well, this is what we talked about.
We were talking about it for us. Okay.
Yeah. Keep that. Good. Don't tell nobody what we're doing. Because then.
We got it.
All right.
Yeah.
What's real to others is what's real to us, what's reality to us is a fantasy to others.
Oh, okay.
Anyway, so...
Well, fantasy phase and legacy stands.
So I didn't learn about these stages literally until like a couple of months ago. So first, last year, I learned what perimenopause is.
Yeah.
Because you just think you're going crazy, right? And then that's what it feels like. Mm-hmm. It feels like you're going crazy.
Yeah.
And here's the kicker. The symptoms for it are very similar to the symptoms of Alzheimer's and dementia and all those things, right? So if you just
could you imagine
about your body and you think that you're losing your... Because I told you I was losing my...
I feel like you're going through a midlife crisis.
That's exactly what it felt like.
Yes.
So then me and Erica literally said that perimenopause is probably our male version of a midlife crisis.
Wow.
This was just 2 days ago.
Literally.
Yeah. But then just maybe 2 or 3 months ago... I learned about these four hormonal stages that women, we think that our bodies are only shifting during our cycle and ovulation.
Right, right.
Later in life, you learn about ovulation because we don't talk about that either, right? But there's four stages. This is why I believe that if we start educating young girls, you got to do this. You have to do this. If we start educating young girls and boys about the way women's bodies change,
then
they won't think that we're bipolar and psychotic.
Yep.
It won't be that we're coming to relationships with issues and complaints. We're literally, there's chemical imbalances happening inside of our bodies that is God made. There's nothing we can do about it.
And teaching men about postpartum care. How do you care for your partner postpartum? That is a huge thing that I haven't seen a podcast about that yet. You know, like that'll be something like y'all need to talk about. How do y'all care for the women in y'all lives when they give birth to your children?
Yes.
You know, because we're going through so much. Like it's, you're caring for a life. Like you're doing something you've never done before. If you're a first time mom, your body's exhausted.
It takes
like
2 years for your body to go back. 2 years for your body to go back.
So meanwhile, I'm still postpartum. Look, technically, right now I am.
It takes 2 years for your body to go back to. And I'm not talking about a physical change. I'm talking about the mental, mental
the wiring
state,
of your mind,
your emotions, your mental, all the hormones. It takes 2 years for it to go back.
Yeah.
But all men know is that we can have sex 6 weeks later.
That's it.
That's all they know. That's all they know.
Pop that pussy.
You snap back. That's it. They know the snap back and that you can I get some? Six weeks, right?
Mm-hmm.
Speaking of care, I have to ask you, if you're traveling, I asked you something similar to this at your 7-year anniversary, but I need to know in your bag, if you only have a box this big and you have to put your holy grails, Salt XO and otherwise, of products that Jaleesa has to use and have on her to look like this, what is it?
Okay, so first is OG. Okay. Gotta have my OG Yoni Gel. Gotta have my Rejuve Oil on me.
Okay.
Sensual and Ignite.
Okay.
Vitamin C.
Okay.
Now, outside of salt, I use this Tatcha cream, like facial cream. That goes with me everywhere. And then I use a what is it? Like a toner from Clarins? It's like a essence
Yes. I have a sample of that.
Yes.
Okay, you love it?
Phenomenal.
I'll use it.
Phenomenal.
Whatever you say use, I'm using.
No,
look,
please.
Y'all, I got to keep my YNs around me.
No, right? Absolutely. No, seriously. I think you called us back in the chat. You was like, yeah, y'all my YNs.
I got to keep my YNs around me because they put your girl on, all right?
Yes.
I share wisdom. They share self-care. So,
yeah, no, seriously.
Okay, so you got to have your Tatcha
and my Clarins.
Okay.
I got to have my lip balm, my Summer Fridays.
Listen. Ooh. You will never see me without greased up lips.
I'm so sorry. It's not happening.
If I leave the house and don't have lip gloss, depending
on
how far
I'm
I'm going to tell you mine when you tell me yours. Are you done with yours?
What? Yeah, I'm done. I'm done.
So for me, my good body washes, right? Salt XO, shout out. I'm just getting this body oil. So the Sensual Desire body oil, I already know is going to be a fan favorite. Is this? You done messed around and made it travel size. Thank you for thinking of me. I know you
you're very welcome.
Okay, so I'm gonna have to have that body oil because it just makes sense. First of all, I'm still just for clarity.
It looks just good.
Just for clarity,
yeah.
This is what's going on
here.
Okay, so for me, I always have to have a good body wash, Salt XO. I have to have a good body oil.
Yes.
Now Salt XO. Before this Salt XO, my other favorite is the L'Occitane spray.
You put me on to their cream.
So good.
Their hand cream in Tokyo.
The hand cream, so good.
They we were literally asking you, can we have some cream?
They were begging for my cream. My L'Occitane hand cream goes everywhere, and it gives you this really nice luster as well. I have to have my lip gloss. Okay.
Absolutely.
And I prefer more of a lip balm than anything. So I use the Laneige. And I also now am hooked on, Jaleesa just got me hooked on this Summer Fridays. This is really
It's so good,
good
right?
It's a lip
it's
butter.
Light, but it's shiny.
It's light. Do y'all see my lips?
It's light. I don't like the chunky. You know how sometimes you have like the chunky lip gloss?
And that thing that creates the white line.
Oh my gosh.
I hate that damn embarrassing
that
white
line.
That is
so embarrassing. Like you,
because it feels like gel. She's wearing it. I'm wearing it.
Yep.
There we go. I cannot leave the house with perfume, without perfume.
Oh.
Let me tell you how serious I am about my fragrance. I get up and take Zoom calls. I have to put on perfume. Like, because I still feel like I'm presenting myself to the world.
Oh, that's good.
I have
like that. See? More nuggets.
When I'm, because it makes me feel good. I perform, you know, when you are sitting and you're doing stuff or whatever and you don't smell yourself, you perform, you know, it's fine. But if you are moving around and I'm on a Zoom call and I'm doing all of this and I catch that whiff, it's like, and it really does something to me that makes me work at a higher level.
Yeah.
So I have to have my fragrance. I have to keep a feminine wipe on me.
Absolutely.
Salt XO has an outstanding feminine wipe. Let me think of what else I absolutely have to have. I got to keep my feminine wipe. I got to keep those things. That's really. Oh, and I'm a gum chewer. I love gum. I have to have gum.
I keep gum in my car, but I don't always have gum on me, which I always need gum.
So we always need gum. Let me tell you why. And I think I'm doing you guys a favor. My oral hygiene is top tier, but I don't think anybody's breath smells good.
Really?
There's just no such thing to me as fresh, as smell good breath.
I think so.
I hate the smell of breath.
But you know, you're different.
I am so weird when it comes to smell.
Yeah, you're just funny acting.
I hate the smell. It smells like spit. It's just like,
No. It can smell like, well, maybe I'm weird. Like
you're weird.
I am.
Because what the fuck does breath smell like?
I know, but it depends. Like, it depends. Because I'm like, I don't know. It doesn't smell like anything. It just probably smells like air.
So
like when I smell
a,
my son's breath, it smells so like
good. That's different. Baby's
so like
breath smells
powdery.
Different.
It smells so good.
Baby's breath is rich and amazing. But once they start digesting real food, it's
then
different.
It gets kind of
it's different. But also, I am a person who doesn't like the smell of nothing. So
what you mean?
Men who don't wear cologne,
that bothers me.
I don't. Why do you smell like nothing? And that nothing has a smell to me.
Yeah.
So for me, it's the same thing with breath. Like, I would rather your breath smell like the food that you just ate than to smell like nothing, right? So anyway, I'm just, because I have so many conversations and I'm always networking, I like to chew gum. But also, let me tell you what gum is. It's my cheat code because it does something to the acid in your stomach, mm-hmm. and it keeps you like nice and trim. It gives you this false feeling of being, this false feeling of feeling full. Mm. So I like to, especially like right now I'm starving. Mm-hmm. I got gum in my mouth.
You okay?
It's going to keep, it's the difference between hungry and hangry.
Yeah. And mm-hmm. it'll hold you. Cause I get hangry sometimes.
Yeah. You need to chew a piece of gum. You get hangry and you get irritated.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You just exposed me on these people live.
You get hungry. You get hangry. You get irritating.
Yeah. Man, food is important.
Yeah.
Food is important. We can't just be walking around and just doing stuff. It's like, y'all, when are we going to eat? Mm-hmm. We're doing the wrong things. Let's mm-hmm. focus on the task at hand. Let's eat.
Okay, put the girls on to some of your favorite dining experiences being a foodie. What must you eat? If you move to a city Ooh. And it's just you and your family and they only had these three restaurants. Three.
Oh, my God. What do we have?
What do we have?
Well, see, I don't want the food police to get me because I don't know if I'm a certified foodie.
Okay.
But I do enjoy this restaurant in Miami called Komodo.
I love food.
You like Komodo?
Love.
Yes.
Komodo.
Okay. We're on the same page.
Am I coming to Miami?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Cool.
Okay. So Komodo is that girl. Number two. Ooh, there's this restaurant on the beach in Miami. It's called Billy's. It's really good.
Okay.
Really good. It's like a crab house. It's really good. Okay. And I keep putting y'all on my spot.
I need to go because I'm okay. I got it recorded.
And then what's one more? This place called Sensei in Fort Lauderdale, I believe.
Mm.
Very good. Mm. Very, very good. It's like an Asian fusion.
Yeah.
And I love Asian fusion.
Okay.
It's really good. So those are top three right now.
Mine are much simpler.
Okay.
If I could only access three restaurants forever. It's going to be Houston's.
I just went to Houston's yesterday. I love Houston's.
In what city?
In my city.
Oh.
You know that's where I got fired from before I started Salt.
No way.
Yes. They
you
fired
were a waitress
me
and you got fired?
Yes. Fired me stone cold.
Why?
They did me
what
so
did
wrong.
You do?
They told me they couldn't disclose the reason why. And they gave me a severance package and
at least you got a severance.
At least
package.
I got a severance.
So it couldn't have been too much of a violation.
No, like, I got a nice severance and I was able to go
okay.
about my day.
It's great that you still eat there.
I go to the same restaurant I got fired from.
Mm-hmm.
It actually reminds me of, I'm going to show y'all.
Mm-hmm. That's how you feel when you leave a job.
Yeah.
Hold on, we got so much in common. Houston's is going to be one because I just feel like the experience is the same. The food experience is the same no matter.
Every
single time. And then my next one is going to be Steak 48.
You got to take me there. I've never been there.
Oh, my God.
Is it here?
No. The one that I go to is in Houston. The next one is going to be Steak 48. And let me think of... Okay. Y'all, I don't really care what y'all think about me. Because we got all the bases covered so far with Steak 48 in Houston. If I could only do one other restaurant...
Okay.
Popeyes.
Oh, you're on your own with that.
Popeyes, period. It's the only fried chicken I like.
They do have good chicken, especially with the Crystal's hot
mm-hmm,
sauce.
Mm-hmm. It's the only, I'm not a fried chicken lover.
Yeah, me either.
Don't take my black card away. I'm not a fried chicken lover. I'll do an occasional hot wing, you know, here and there, but you'll never, ever see me at a restaurant ordering chicken of any kind. I'm not really a chicken lover.
Oh, I
at
enjoy
all.
Chicken.
Yeah,
I enjoy good
you
old
won't
chicken.
See me, if you see me order chicken at a restaurant, the menu for me is super mid.
Yeah, no, I would never. You know what? I don't order chicken at restaurants either.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That's so strange.
It's like,
I could get that at home.
It's the catfish of the sea.
Yeah, well, I wouldn't go that far.
It's the catfish of the farm. It is the cat. I don't love it.
I like chicken though.
Those are going to be my three because, you know, I feel like Popeyes pays homage to like my... where I'm from.
Okay.
And I get busy. Like, we're going to have us some fried chicken and red beans and rice, period. And everything else is covered, you know, there.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So you're a business owner.
Mm-hmm.
There are so many people who are employed who watch this podcast.
Yes.
I want you to go back to that girl that you were when you worked at Houston's,
mm-hmm.
when you worked wherever you worked.
Yeah.
If you had to give advice to someone about how to stand out to work for a CEO like SaltXO, like Jaleesa, what would be three things you tell them to do, must come with, must have, must present this way?
Mm. Okay, so great example. So I went a little while without having an executive assistant. I had a virtual assistant, but it just wasn't working with my workload. The stuff that I have to schedule out, I just need someone on the field with me every single day. So the process to hire this assistant was very, very intense because it's like certain traits you have to have mm-hmm. to be able to move accordingly when things are very unplanned. Like things happen randomly all the time.
Mm-hmm.
So a person who is able to act fast and to act with intention. So even today when we're getting in the car, I hadn't eaten all day, but I was just like, you know what, forget it. I'm okay, I don't need anything.
Okay.
My assistant was like, no, you actually need to eat because you haven't eaten anything. And I know if you don't eat, then you can't be productive.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like thinking ahead and acting fast, you know, not worried about too much of like everything else going on. Like, let's take care of you.
Yeah.
A person who is willing to learn, you're not ever, like, I don't want to work for anyone or have anyone work for me if they are not a person to be like, I'm always a student.
Mm-hmm.
Like, always be willing to be a student, to learn, to test new things, test new theories. Another thing would be to be a team player.
Mm.
Very important. Being a team That's player. Good. Because we are so team rooted at SALT. Like, we look after one another.
Okay.
You know, making sure, like, okay, everything's done. Like, everyone loves SALT-XO. So everyone is going to do what they can to make sure that we go up.
Mm-hmm.
But if you're not a team player and you're thinking about yourself, we're not going to win. So it's like, it requires all of us to be in for us to win. And I think those are three key traits I would want to pass. Yeah.
Let's look at this as a CEO now,
okay.
right? And you're the CEO. One of the things that we talk about as CEOs, especially female CEOs, mm-hmm. is that we don't really feel supported all the time, right? We feel like we lack in our support system. We go through seasons of feeling alone. I know if you're still twin,
mm-hmm.
you feel like people don't pour into you the way you pour into them.
Mm-hmm.
What makes Jaleesa feel poured into?
Okay, so I've actually recently been allowing people to do things for me.
Tell me more.
I'm letting people do things because usually they'll offer and I'll say, I'm okay, I'm good, I got it. Because it's like, I know, I can just take care of it.
Mm-hmm.
But sometimes it is nice to let people that love you take care of things for you because that's like a labor of love. Like mm-hmm. my sister, she is a very acts of service kind of lover. Like she loves on me that way.
Mm-hmm.
And so sometimes I'll be like, no, it's okay. Just, like, don't worry about it. She's like, no, I need to do this for you.
Yeah.
And so I think that's like really important. Letting people do things, like do nice things for you.
I think I'm going to agree with that.
Yeah.
What makes me feel poured into, you know, what really makes me feel poured into is doing without me asking.
Yes.
Like just recognizing.
Oh my God.
You just see just the thoughtfulness, yeah. the consideration. You just see that you see a need and you serve it. I have a really good homeboy, just a homeboy,
mm-hmm.
who every now and then, you know, every couple of months, he will, because I'm not his girlfriend, mm-hmm. so every couple of months, he'll say, hey, DoorDash is on its way.
That's nice. Kindness.
Just, thank you.
Yeah.
You know what
yeah,
I mean?
Like, thank you, yeah.
That's really freaking sweet.
Yeah, that's sweet.
That's
yeah.
so sweet. And that things like that mean a lot to me.
Mm-hmm.
And so I will always prioritize his needs. In his relationship in my life, right?
Yeah.
I have a really good friend, Ernestine. We meet for lunch, like, you know, we try to do it like once a month, but we get busy and so it might be every other month.
Mm-hmm.
And it will never fail. Ernestine is gonna come to lunch with a payday. She knows it's my favorite candy bar.
Oh, that's so sweet.
And it's just like the thoughtfulness,
yeah.
right? Fast forward, my friend Terica, shout out to Female Real Estate Guru. Terica made a post on her page. Terica pours into so many people, mm-hmm. right? She made a post on her page that said that she liked, like, I think it's white chocolate covered animal cookies,
right.
animal crackers, and she couldn't find them anywhere. So I went on a hunt. She's out of town. She's like, I gotta find these freaking animal crackers. And so I went on a hunt. I found them in a case. I sent her a case to her house. I said, hey, send me your address. I sent her a case to her house. Terica comes a month later in my love language and gifts me a Chanel throw. Girl, them dang on animal crackers was $20.
That's crazy.
She gifted me like a $3,000
wow.
Chanel throw. But it wasn't the thing. It was she saw me talk about something and she made it happen.
Mm-hmm.
That makes me feel poured into. Somebody
yeah.
who actually is like they ask me how I'm doing and they want the answer.
Yeah.
Makes me feel poured into. Let's get into pet peeves.
Okay.
One of my biggest pet peeves is asking me about a situation that you know that I'm having just to know the latest just to have the latest in on what I got going on.
Oh yeah.
And you don't have any offering of any kind of solution.
That's like, but that's monitoring spirits though.
Mm.
Like you just want to know what's going on to stay up to date, but mm-hmm. you truly don't care.
You don't care.
Because if you had a solution, you wouldn't offer it. Mm-hmm. If you had resource to help me in a better situation, you wouldn't offer it.
Yeah.
You just want to monitor what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
And hopefully I'm in a low space. That mm-hmm. way you could feel more comfortable.
What's that's the pet what peeve of yours?
Pet peeve? Ooh, when people are at my house, they don't take their shoes off.
Ooh. Ooh. You know how I am.
You saw my eye, how it just went like, ugh.
Get them off at the dough, baby.
ASAP. To the point where if someone is at the house and Banks sees them with like walking further from the hallway to like the main area, he's mm-hmm. like, oh, you have to take off your shoes in the house.
Mm-hmm.
I say, get them, son.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And he's 5 because
mm-hmm.
he knows.
Mm-hmm.
Take the shoes off, please.
You're the queen of shower. Queen of showers, queen of bubble baths.
Mm.
Are you more of a short shower girl or a long shower girl?
Oh, that's such a good question. I like a long shower because it's therapy for me. Like mm-hmm. that's why I use aromatherapy, essential oils, and the washes, because it just engulfs the shower. Like mm-hmm. with the steam, the aroma, mm-hmm. it just puts you in a very zen space.
Are you when hot I'm, water, warm water?
Oh, I'm hot.
I'm as hot as it can get.
Yeah, this water. Morning I was in the shower. I was like, ooh. Yes. Like, that's perfect.
Yes. Yes. Ooh, ooh. Good.
That's good. I like
listen,
that.
Listen. I will check out.
It got to burn a little bit.
I'm checking out of the hotel for poor water pressure.
I was about to say the pressure.
And the temperature.
Oh, my gosh.
I am out of there. You hear me?
Don't
call
even.
Call it what you want to call
good night.
It. I can't.
The pressure has to be on point.
Are you a nighttime showerer or morning?
Morning.
Morning?
I love the morning. Mm. The morning is like my vibe.
It wakes you up.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so in my shower, I'm in the shower for a minute. But it's... Because when you got products that make you look and feel
yes.
like this, like your stuff really makes me feel soft and sexy. But when I am in the
thank
shower,
you.
I'm a morning shower girl. When I'm in the shower, that's where I feel the aromatherapy from mm-hmm. the products probably because I pray in the shower.
Yep.
I always tell people that's my preferred place to
me
pray.
Too. Me too.
It's something about the aromatherapy from my products
yep.
and the steam
yes.
heightening those aromatherapy mm-hmm. products. Mm-hmm. It's something about that makes me just feel so deeply connected
yes.
on a spiritual and a cellular level.
Yeah. And I have like a no interruption shower rule.
Tell me what that means.
Like meaning if I'm in the shower, no one come knocking on my door.
Mm-hmm.
Like I'm serious about that. Like to the point where my babies, they know, okay, mommy's in the shower. Let me make sure that they're taken care of. That they don't knock on the door and disrupt my shower. My shower is like my time for me.
You got to take a 5-minute shower.
No.
You have to. I'm telling you right now. You have to take a 5-minute shower.
No.
Won't happen. I'll be late.
I'm sorry.
If I only get 5 minutes in the
I'm
shower.
I'm so sorry. And that's the problem.
Mm-hmm.
Because I like to shower right before I go anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, I can't rush that process. That process is such an intimate process.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'm using 400. Listen, I'm using my yoni gels. I'm using my body wash. I'm using my oil. Like, it's just such a sacred experience for me.
It is.
So I take my routine seriously.
Yeah.
I love self-care.
How do you pick friends? So you're a super powerhouse. I mean, are you the top feminine care hygiene brand on TikTok?
Mm-hmm.
Top feminine care hygiene brand on TikTok is no easy feat. So if you could just imagine what that must be like at that level. We're new friends. We
yeah.
are just in the last 2 years becoming friends, and I couldn't live life without you at this point. Why would you pick me? And how do you pick others? I know why I picked you.
I think first of all, the first night we went to, I think it's called Intermezzo.
Yes.
I fell in love with you.
We
instantly.
Went to Cafe
I was
Intermezzo.
Like, I called you after. I'm like, dang, I like you.
Mm-hmm.
Like,
mm-hmm.
I really liked you. I think I liked you instantly because it yeah. was like, dang, we can just talk. And it's like, I think that was like our first time, like.
It was our first time hanging out.
Was it? Yeah.
yeah.
And we sat at that restaurant for about 4 hours.
We had people waiting on us.
My phone was blowing up. Like,
right.
are you okay?
We had people waiting on us, checking
uh-huh.
on us.
Mm-hmm.
And y'all good? Like,
yeah.
yeah
but what makes me choose friends is like your mindset and your relationship with God.
Mm.
Like just when you hear someone talk long enough, they tell you everything you need to know about them.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like we had ample time to just talk and listen.
Yeah.
And I'm very big on energy. Like you have a really like warm, nurturing energy to you.
Too.
Yeah. So I'm like, I feel safe to like be myself and
yeah.
I don't have to worry about being so protective of every little detail.
Mm-hmm.
Like I can share things because when we get older, we need these relationships.
Yeah.
Like, I thought I could do it by myself. Like, I'm good. I don't need friends. I got my sister.
For sure.
You need friendship. Like, you need those womanly, intimate relationships. So I feel really blessed that we found each other because it's beautiful.
Yeah, yeah, for sure. What made me choose you specifically, because I would have chosen you anyway in some capacity.
Mm-hmm.
What makes the difference between it being an acquaintance or even a client and like somebody I call a sister
mm-hmm.
is the way you love other people.
Oh, thank you.
It's the way you love your family. It's the way I see you love your friends. It's the way you stick up for them. It's the way you pour into them. It's the way you give selflessly, almost to the point of compromising your own boundaries, which are things that we're gonna both work on.
Yeah, for sure.
But the heart that you have for the people that you love, like you, I know if you're in the area, I'm protected.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody's
so
gonna play with
Thank
me.
Thank you.
Nobody is playing with me when you're around. And so when I'm looking at just other friends, when I'm thinking, because I don't believe in no new friends, we need them.
Yeah.
We need them. When I think about other people, I want to witness how you love other people.
Yes.
What do other people actually say about you? One of my red flags for friends is them not having day ones from like their childhood.
Yeah.
You
could not keep a single friend.
Nobody from kindergarten likes you
anymore.
Like you have nobody from K through 12.
That's scary.
Nobody.
That's scary.
That's like, people will say, oh, well, you got to think about this or think about.
Mm-mm.
I have friends who were, what do you call those kids who travel because of their parents are in the army?
Oh, army brats?
And army brats. I have friends who are army brats that met a friend somewhere and they made such an impact.
Yeah,
they're still friends today. That's like a huge red flag to me. In this season of my life, I also watch how you handle people that you don't like. That's really important.
Yep.
If I am around in a season of you falling out with somebody, how do you protect that business?
Yeah.
Right? How do you show up? If somebody has angered you in a way, I'm looking like, how far are you willing to go? That's
yes.
important.
How far are you willing to take this thing?
Mm-hmm.
Are you willing to go to hell?
Mm-hmm.
Or are you willing to go, First Lady Michelle said? She said, when they go low, we go high.
Uh-huh.
I gotta see.
Do you stay moderately low?
Yeah.
Or are you taking them straight to hell?
Yeah. That's
because
important.
I'm okay. A cool moderate low sometimes.
Yeah.
Are you exposing your friend's business?
Bingo.
Are you
venting about your friends to other friends?
Are you doing that, right? Are
important.
You like we're in a very close girl group circle.
Yeah.
And there are things that y'all might know that I don't know, and it is what it is.
Yep.
There's things that I know that the others don't know. And it is what it is.
And there's
and
no boundaries.
Vault.
Yep. That's it.
I'm a vault.
I think you are the vault for like all of us, honestly. Like, mm-hmm. I think you're the vault.
I'm the vault.
That's what you are. You are the vault.
You ain't getting it out of me.
You ain't getting nothing. You can't drag this out of me.
You won't get it out of me. I'm
so
too
sorry
for that. Like,
mm-hmm.
It's nothing you can do.
Nope. Yeah.
It's nothing you can do.
Yeah. Nothing you can say. It's you just not coming off this information.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
I think everyone needs a vault in their life that
mm-hmm.
they can be like, you know what, I'm going to tell you this. Don't judge me, but listen, I can also give you some wisdom.
Yeah.
So you don't keep making the same mistakes.
Yeah.
So I think that's really important.
You're in your soft life season. Is that accurate?
Absolutely.
What does that look like to you?
I am giving myself space to take care of myself. I think I was taking care of, not even think, I was truly taking care of everyone around me.
Mm-hmm.
When I tell you everyone around me, I was taking care of them, making sure they're okay, making sure they're good, thinking of them. It was just, all right, Jaleesa, when are you going to take care of you, girl?
Mm-hmm.
Like, you do a little massage here and there, but are you reading?
Yeah.
Ooh. You know, like, are you really giving yourself what you need? Like, are you really pouring into yourself? No,
mm-hmm.
I wasn't.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like now, it's like, when I'm driving, I'm listening to audiobooks.
Mm.
And I feel like that's showing myself the greatest love. Like, I'm feeding myself real gems. I'm not just, okay, cool. Let me stay in the autopilot mode. Like, I'm off of autopilot.
Yeah.
Like, I'm soaring now.
Yeah, off of that. You know, I'm thinking about, I was scrolling through our group chat, me, you, and Milan's group chat specifically, looking for something. And I'm scrolling through the group chat, and I realized we have one of the healthiest group chat dialogues.
It is the purest conversation.
It's the purest, most uplifting.
Yes.
Our group chat is full of travel plans that make it out of the chat.
Let's talk about it.
Our group chat is full of travel plans that make it out of the chat. Our group chat is book recommendations.
Yes.
I sometimes share my sermon notes in the group chat.
Yes.
We are recommending sermons that we find online. It's, hey, did you read this book or this passage from this book? It's like somebody, you usually start the random, y'all, I just love you.
Yes.
Like, I just love you so
much. I'm so emotional.
I'm so emotional. She's like, I'm ready to cry.
No, seriously.
You guys, I'm just thinking about you and I want to cry right now because I love you so much.
That's me.
What you won't find in that group chat, in any capacity.
No put downs.
There's no put downs. There's no gossip.
We don't gossip.
We don't gossip. There's nobody else's business in that group. Mm-mm. I'm scrolling through the group chat. And the reason that we bond, the three of us, the way that we do and we connect and we're so closely connected to each other is because it's really just about us and how we can make each other better.
That's it. That's it.
Yeah.
That's all. That's the focus of everything. Even when we were in Tokyo, like we're just considering each other, you know, like everything. Like, oh, did you eat? Okay, I know you didn't sleep that well, but I know like when we went to Disney, y'all didn't care to do Disney for real. When was that there? But y'all was like, you know, Jaleesa wants to go to Disney so bad.
Yeah.
And y'all really like, y'all held it down. Like y'all were like, okay, let's do it. Like, let's walk around and do the rides and do the things and then we'll go.
I mean, if we're being honest, we didn't care to do most of the things.
Oh, leave me alone.
The Michelin star restaurant was tragic.
I had never been to a Michelin star and I wanted to do that with y'all.
So I have been to a Michelin star and I know a Michelin star is tricky, right? You have to go to a Michelin star restaurant with the expectation of getting something to eat after. So I love the experience.
Yeah, I didn't know.
Let me say that. I love the experience. And I really was excited to experience a Michelin star with you. But I already knew that a Michelin star in specifically Tokyo,
it would be different.
Was going to be
rock our world.
That thing
it
rocked
was crazy.
Our
and Milan
world.
Did so good.
Did she?
No,
she
man, did.
She did.
I was thinking about it because at first she was like,
But in terms of her mindset, like
I
she started
Milan,
to shift her mindset.
Milan,
one thing Milan does not play with is her food.
Nope, I
and
learned that.
She does not play with her food. I remember her at first. Remember that she had to warm up to it, though?
Yep.
She sat at the table, and she was, like, just looking. Now, what she's not going to do is ruin our experience.
Yep.
She's going to take the pictures and do all the things and be real supportive.
She sat there and probably ate maybe 2-3 things.
She
but...
sat there, and at first, that the first thing that we got was those deep-fried fish.
They weren't even deep-fried, Donnie. They
okay, they were flash-fried with scales. They looked like a whole fried sardine. The first
scary.
Thing that we got, first of all, I showed that picture to a friend of mine last night, and it in the picture is these little fishies this big with a bottle of Dom Perignon.
Crazy.
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 But that plate hit Milan in front of Milan,
she
and
really
she was like,
disturbed by that.
Nah, I'm cool.
She
like, but and she's not going to be like, oh, that's nasty. That's,
yep.
She's just like,
I'm okay.
I'm good. No, you guys enjoy. Mm-hmm. But she did start to warm up and she started to try things.
Yep.
And we all really, I think in Tokyo, we discovered new limits for ourselves.
Bingo. We discovered what pisses each other off.
We had
too.
Tough conversations
we
in
was
Tokyo.
Like, yeah, you pissed me off.
You're stay away. Like, but this is what it means to be friends. But this is also why I think we're great CEOs because we're actually doing the work to learn how to show up in relationships.
Yes.
One thing, so like
platonic, like good girlfriends. Mm-hmm. Like, how do you do that? Yeah. Mm-hmm.
The way you love your family stands out. Milan, the way Milan is the girl's girl. I thought I was a girl's girl.
Mm-hmm.
But Milan is a real, and it's so unexpected.
Yeah.
It's so unexpected. Like, because there's a look and there's a thing and super success and have all the things and living the life, the glam. And you expect that avatar to have an air about themselves.
Bingo. Yep.
When I tell you, this girl is just so for everybody.
Yeah.
Just wants you to win. You are just so, I just want you to win.
Mm.
I have dedicated my work to just wanting people to win.
Yeah, truly.
And that's why.
We see it.
This is why we get it.
Mm-hmm.
And this is why. Even in time of loss, it's not really a loss.
Yeah.
As soon as I take a loss, it's like, okay, let's recover. What did we learn from it? How
Bingo.
Can we do differently?
Bingo.
When you take a loss, it's all right.
Yeah. That was so good, Donnie. I like that. Like, In times of loss, like mm-hmm. we have each other to recover. Mm-hmm. Like that is so powerful mm-hmm. because let's just say like we're going through something really, really difficult and it's like, oh, I've been through that. Let me help you get, mm-hmm. let me help you get mm-hmm. up. Let's go. Come on.
Between the three of us, it's going to be something.
Somebody has gone through it.
Somebody has gone through it.
And it's so, yeah, that yeah. is so good.
But
yeah.
then it's also like in our group, I think we make it easier for each other to be CEOs. Mm-hmm. Like, even in our moments of venting, it's never bad.
Yeah.
Me and you might kind of go there. And then Milana be like, but guys,
cheer up.
Well, no, it's not that. It's this perspective.
Yes,
and we're
yes.
like, fuck that, you know? All right. Like, we can go there yeah. a little bit more than she'll go there. But even in our friend, when I'm looking for it, so she sent me this long voice note yesterday of a direction that I should take my brand in. I sent you the night before a video that you did, and I said it inspired the direction that I want to take my
Bingo.
Brand in.
Bingo.
She hadn't even seen that. I sent that to you. She hadn't even seen it. It's alignment.
Alignment.
It's alignment.
Yes.
I love this season mm-hmm. that I'm in so
That's
much.
That's why I said it's a triangle of like, okay, well, you want to do this? I already did it. Let me mm-hmm. help you. That's why I was like, mm-hmm. okay, give me a few days. Let me think of something. Because mm-hmm. I'm not just going to pull something out of my tail. Mm-hmm. I'm going to think. Because mm-hmm. you have this, like, you have what that video is. Like,
yeah.
you already got it.
Yeah.
So it's like, all it takes is for you to just shift gears and make a decision and boom.
There's so many. This episode is probably going to hit for the girls.
Yeah.
All the girls, all the fly girls, mm-hmm. all the girl bays, all the salt bays.
Yes.
All the ladies. What's a non-negotiable for you as a girl boss specifically?
Non-negotiable in what area?
So if I go first.
Okay.
People have tried to dim my light my whole professional career.
Got you.
I am too know-it-all. I am too loud. I am too smart. I am too confident. I am too this, mm-hmm. too that. And me having the ability to show up exactly as who I am as a CEO, as a yeah. woman, but also as a CEO, is a non-negotiable for me. Mm. I will not walk into a room and dim my light.
Yeah.
I will not walk into a room and say, hey, there's going to be men or women in this room whose egos will be impacted negatively mm-hmm. because yeah. I shine.
Yeah.
I just won't. I went through a season where I would tone it down just a little bit.
Yeah.
Let me pull my hair back because, you know, I don't want to. Let mm-hmm. me, I know the answer to that question. Let me not raise my hand, though, because I don't want to.
Yeah.
Let me come in here and just be really quiet and docile because let me let the men in the room shine. And that...
Dang, approach, can I steal that? I have to steal it.
That approach will get you nowhere fast.
Yes.
That approach will have all these other people that you're considering shooting past you.
Yeah.
Now, what I've learned in that is how to take some of that armor off, right? Right. When I go home, when I'm with you, when I'm, you know, I'm your safe place, mm-hmm. right? I know how to take that off and be who Donnie gets to be in other life. But in business, my non-negotiable is anybody attempting to change the core of who I am.
Yeah, I like that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's going to have to be mine.
Is that yours?
It has to be.
Why?
I was literally just talking to Milan about that. I mm-hmm. said, I think I talked to her 2 days ago. I was like, yeah, I'm in a season of nothing can really dim this light. Like, it doesn't matter what you think you know. It doesn't matter what you do know. Mm-hmm. It doesn't matter. Like, I know exactly who I am. Mm-hmm. You can't convince me otherwise. I feel like I was in a space of, dang, maybe if you say something, it might kind of throw me off. Like, it might knock me off my pivot.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing you can say can knock me off my pivot.
Mm.
Like, you just can't, you can't do that now. Mm-hmm. You know, I mm-hmm. feel like there's a pillar inside of my spine.
Yes. Ooh.
You know, that's just like
anchored.
Yeah.
It's anchored. In fact, that's the word for the year for my pastor, Darius Daniels.
Anchored.
Mm-hmm. I love that so much. And it's so important to be anchored because pursuing goals that we have at this level
yeah.
can shake you.
Yes.
It can move you.
Mm-hmm.
It can change you.
Yeah.
How have you changed in just the last 12 months as an entrepreneur?
Oh, I think I'm more receptive to learning more about leadership.
Mm.
You know, sometimes you think you're a CEO, so that automatically makes you a leader. I don't think so. I think you learn to be a leader.
Mm.
I think you have to be intentional about being a leader. Taking classes, surrounding yourself with leaders. I think that right now, I feel like I've always been in leadership, but mm-hmm. I think that I am polishing myself way more. Like, yeah. I feel like I'm walking. I started this very young. Like, I was in college when I started my business, so I've always had to be CEO. But now I am taking my leadership, the example I set, like, what do I say to my peers? How do I interact with them? I'm taking it to a whole nother level.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
What are you most excited for your next 12 months?
Elevation. Mm-hmm. In any capacity. Elevating Salt, getting eyes on Salt XO, improving, like, the experience of my Salt Bays. I just want them to just feel so proud every time we drop something. Like, yeah. we have such a strong community, and I just want them to feel like, dang, I love seeing her do whatever she does. I love seeing her do it, mm-hmm. and her as in me. And I'm just like, I just want to make them really proud. I want to be the best mom I could be. Mm-hmm. I have two beautiful boys, and they see me work my tail off, mm-hmm. but they are so sweet, and they love me. Like, it's beautiful. And yeah, that's what I would say for now.
What am I most excited about for the next 12 months? Oh, well. I feel strongly, energetically, not just a desire, but energetically, I feel like I desire a relationship. Mm. Mm-hmm.
Remember I told you? What did I tell you? I said you have a relentless love.
What does that mean?
You just have a boundless love to you. Sorry, that's too deep. Stop.
Tell me more.
I think that you, how can I put this without going too deep? I think you radiate. That's too deep. Let's see, because we're going to be crying. I think you have a love that is familiar.
Ooh.
Yes.
What does that mean?
Like a love that you knew as a child. Like, let's just say, like, you have, like, a memory. Like, you think of nostalgia and what that nostalgia, like, it's a positive nostalgia. Whatever it may be, like, your parents took you to the carnival and y'all had the best day ever. Like, the way you felt in that moment, it's nostalgic, but it's a love that you remember. Like, I remember when they made me feel this way. I believe that you have a love that be, like, that makes me feel like, dang, I remember feeling that way. I felt that way before. Mm-hmm. So it allows me to be myself and love you freely because yeah. you have a love that I recognize.
One of the biggest compliments that I receive from a man is that my love feels like home.
Yes! That is it. 100%.
The way I love
feels like home. Yep. Mm-hmm. Like, I could just lay on the couch and I could go to sleep and I'm going to feel safe.
That was the exact thing. Like,
yeah.
I could sleep around you.
Yes, and I don't and feel I like you'll be going through my safe. Bag trying to just safe.
Men really don't feel safe sleeping mm-hmm. around women these days.
That's the highest compliment. In my opinion, that a man could give you when mm-hmm. you feel like home.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
That's one of the biggest, that could be the biggest compliment. I love a good compliment that's not just like you're pretty.
Yeah, like let's go deeper than that.
Let's go deeper. Yeah. I love when people compliment my energy.
Yes, I love when people compliment my energy. That mm-hmm. makes me so happy. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I love that one.
But that, your love feels like home, mm-hmm. that did something. I said, okay, I'm ready. I'm ready to bring some people home, baby. It's time for you. Listen, if you are my man and you're watching this, it's come home.
No, seriously.
Stop come playing home. Around. Stop playing. Come home. All right. I'm going to welcome you in and all the home warm mm-hmm. hugs and kisses, cookies and shit. But no. Come home. I mean that. Mm-hmm. What do you want the ladies to feel when they use Salt XO?
First thing that comes to mind is confidence. When I walk out the shower and you do the smell check and you smell like air mm-hmm. and you smell like the pheromones that your body come with, mm-hmm. nothing can top that. Mm-hmm. When you know you could walk out and sit down on anything, mm-hmm. whether it's a face or a chair.
Ooh!
Sorry.
Ooh! I mean... You gotta be prepared
to sit. You gotta be prepared to sit down.
On the chair or the face.
Whatever it may be, you're going to be able to do that.
You can't talk like that while I'm wearing this.
The oil.
This. You can't talk like that while I'm wearing my sensual desire oil. Girl, I'm ready mm-hmm. to end the episode.
Yeah,
right?
yeah.
Not like I got, you know what I mean? But still. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. That's what I want you to feel like. Mm. I'm that girl.
When I use Salt XO, I feel sensual. I feel like a grown woman.
Yes.
I feel like I am responsibly taking care of my body. And I feel like I can show up in any room, any space, or any face and still be that girl.
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
Any situation.
Any situation. On the spot.
ASAP.
It's whatever. My walk-by air smells good.
My sit-down air is delightful.
My stand-up air smells amazing.
When you walk past me in the pews at church.
It's an experience,
baby. It smells amazing.
It's an experience. And you're responsible for that. You're responsible for this cooch.
Thank you.
And not only are you responsible for this healthy vagina, you are responsible for healthy vaginas all taste over better. The world. She makes sure, you guys, that healthy vaginas taste better.
Yes.
What a mission to set out. I'm not just making it up.
Right on.
It's on the box.
Literally.
Healthy vaginas taste better. Mm-hmm. When your friend, when your sis, when your confidant is responsible for the way you taste. We close.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all get close with Jaleesa and get close with Salt XO. Tell us where to find you.
You can find me at Salt XO at, salt.xo on Instagram. My personal Instagram is Jaleesa.xo, Jhalesa.xo. And our website is saltxo.com. And our TikTok is salt@saltxo.
Yeah. If you guys enjoy this kind of fully transparent conversation with my CEO friends, let me know. I'm going to do more of these. If you want more of these, was this fun?
This was so fun.
Was this fun?
Yeah. This was good.
This is what we talk about, like, on the phone. This is
we
act a fool. Me and Jaleesa are going to act a fool together. You hear me? If you want more of this, drop a one in the comments of wherever you're watching this so I know that you want more. Or just say, give me more just like this. I think it's so amazing to have these conversations.
Yeah,
like,
it's good.
I said at your 7-year anniversary party that it's not every day that you get to sit in the room with the founder of someone who is incredibly responsible for your most intimate parts, right?
Yeah.
Or a founder that's responsible for many things, honestly. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to say it to you here. It's not every day that you get someone like you who's your level of success and it's perceived to have to look a certain way that sits down and you let your hair down, you let loose, and you share with the girls and the guys transparently who you are. Thank you.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you. We got to have you back.
I would love to come
back. We have to have more conversations.
Have me on the couch.
Let's have some series conversations around feminine hygiene and male and female relationships and things that we can do. Because like the box says, the secret is always in the salt, you guys.
Absolutely.
I'm going to see you next week on the next episode of Full Transparency. Bye.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.